everyone, and welcome back to the Angel Next Door podcast. If you're listening to this at the time of release, it is deep summer, and it's hard to believe how fast the summer just flies by. And I know how overloaded we all are with information these days. There's so many podcasts, articles, videos, and social media feeds pulling us in every direction that it's almost impossible to keep up, even with content that you care about. So that's why every so often I put together these In Case You Missed It episodes, quick snack-sized recaps of the most powerful moments in recent shows so that you can stay in the loop and grab the best insights no matter how busy your life gets. So today I'll be sharing highlights from three incredible women's stories: Angie Bastian, co-founder of Boom Chicka Pop; Martha Carlin, the innovator behind BiotiQuest; and Andrea Quinn, women's mindset coach and creator of The Quintessentials. If you missed these episodes, consider this your cheat sheet for some game-changing wisdom. So let's start with Angie Bastian. Her journey from popping kettle corn in her Minnesota garage to building Boom Chicka Pop, a brand that sold for $250 million, is packed with so many real, relatable entrepreneurial moments. Angie shares openly about not having a master plan, just a willingness to learn as they went. And she says, and I quote, "We wanted to put a little money away for our kids' college fund, never imagining we'd become a global brand. We really didn't think it through, and our kids were 3 and 5 at the time." She walks us through these early days as concessionaires, landing deals with the Minnesota Vikings and a big leap into grocery stores, literally driving popcorn into loading docks in their own car. Angie's emphasis on adaptability and consumer trends really stands out. She said, and I quote, "Small entrepreneurs move very quickly to what consumers want. They don't wait until legal and R&D and everybody else signs off. They just do it." Perhaps one of her most impressive moments was her commitment to keeping the ingredients list clean. One of my favorites, refusing to use processing agents just because that's how the big companies do it, and instead investing the time and energy to find better solutions. And the best part of the episode is at the end when Angie talks about sharing the rewards, and it was deeply moving. She said, "We wanted our people's success to be our success. When we closed the first big deal, I remember pushing the piece of paper across the table to our employees, showing them their equity's value. For some of them, it meant they could finally send their kids to college. And that was everything." A strong reminder that entrepreneurship isn't just about big exits. It's about how you run your business and who you bring along on the journey. Next up, Martha Carlin's episode truly embodied grit and mission-driven innovation. After her husband John's Parkinson's diagnosis, Martha, a trained accountant, not a scientist, set out to unravel the mysterious connections between food, the microbiome, and chronic disease. Martha is truly one of the smartest people I know and has such a deep knowledge of health and wellness. Martha has a willingness to drill down and map out complex systems that most of us would just accept at face value. She said, "I looked at it and thought, this system is a problem. I started mapping out everything, starting with our food supply, and never take anything at face value. Examine the evidence for yourself." What followed was a masterclass in learning by doing. She didn't just read the research. She started a company, collected data, and collaborated to develop probiotics targeted to real problems like Parkinson's disease, blood sugar stability, immune health, and sleep. And she told us bluntly about the entrepreneurial grind, especially as a founder in the supplement world against the digital gatekeepers at Amazon, Google, and Meta. She said, "As a small business, you have very little recourse against these big giants that run the operation by algorithm. There's often no due process and the rules can change overnight." Yet through all the ups and downs, Martha kept innovating, always focused on the impact she was making for real people. And she said, "We just started sharing our prototypes with friends and family, and the feedback was incredible. People with blood sugar issues and persistent fatigue getting real results. That's what keeps us going." Martha's episode is a crash course in determined learning, mission-driven innovation, and resilience through roadblocks. And finally, for this In Case You Missed It episode, Andrea Quinn's episode was packed with mindset wisdom for women building businesses and careers. Andrea's Quintessentials framework is about helping women receive, support each other, and visualize rather than just grind harder. And the best part, and honestly a wake-up call for many entrepreneurs, was Andrea's concept of receiving. She says if a woman cannot receive, she cannot create. We're taught to do, but doing is masculine. Women need to receive, to let in support, energy, and resources so that we have the capacity to create and sustain our work. Andrea told a standout story about a female film executive who, instead of trying to impress a room full of investors, simply asked to receive their insight. It unlocked a solution and shifted the whole dynamic. And Andrea's snippets, the visualization technique, is an easy, practical tool for manifesting goals. Here's how she describes it. Quote, create small visualizations, just a moment in time that you want someone to see for you, and then share them with other people. I need you to see this for me. Women, when we support each other's dreams, are unstoppable. Andrea reminds us that mindset and mutual support are not luxuries. They're core to sustainable success and joy in entrepreneurship. So whether you're popping popcorn in a garage, mapping out the invisible world inside us, or learning to receive and imagine bigger futures, these women are showing us what's possible when we stay authentic, resilient, and open. So if you missed the full episodes with Angie, Martha, or Andrea, do yourself a favor and cue them up. The stories and strategies they share will go much deeper than today's highlights. And of course, you can find these on my website, marshadawood.com, under the podcast, and there are playlists that will help you to be able to navigate to the episodes that you want to hear. So thanks for tuning in to this In Case You Missed It episode of The Angel Next Door. And as always, keep dreaming, building, and supporting each other. Thanks for listening. To connect with me, visit my website at marshadawood.com. And please subscribe, follow, and leave a review. It helps the podcast get seen by more people. And remember, you can also find the Angel Next Door podcast on YouTube too. And if you're looking to learn more about investing in the changes you want to see in the world, sign up for Ann and Bill Payne's ACA Angel University classes. Go to theangelcapitalassociation.org, all one word, to find out the schedule. And classes are now available on demand. Many classes are offered, everything from angel investing basics, which include fundamentals, risk, due diligence, term sheets, valuations, returns and portfolio strategy, and even a class on group formation. There's even a deeper dive where you can get advanced classes, including capitalization tables, startup boards, and exit strategies. If you're not already a member of the Angel Capital Association, you can become one for a low price that will give you unparalleled access to discounts, free webinars with a huge archive of content, networking opportunities, and much more. We'd love to have you join us.